Welcome back to Metlakatla High School Gymnasium here. Haynes Glacier Bears going against the Metlakatla Chiefs here. Boys game. Metlakatla leading by a score of 31-11. Glacier Bears really came out strong that first quarter and stayed close, but then Met picked up the offensive end of it here and started going to the hoop and was able to draw a couple fouls on Kyle Klinger to take away that inside presence. And then they were able to get some nice, easy buckets here, out-rebounding the Glacier Bears by quite a bunch in there and getting a number of second and even third opportunities, trying to get one to go. Glacier Bears, Stegan is going to be starting the ball game here along with Swinton, Badger, Green, and Kyle Klinger with those two personal fouls. Ball goes to the Chiefs first. They have their regular starters into the ball game now. Out at the top of the key now is Winter. He goes right inside to Henderson. Henderson already had 10 points in there, but the shot's partially checked by Klinger, and he'll get the ball back out in the hands of Badger, and Badger will bring it up the court. Just beginning third quarter play here. Goes Green. Green had the light, didn't able to get it. Goes back to Swinton, wants the baseline, but Swinton's going to be called for Klinger's going to be called for 3 seconds as he came across. Again, they're trying to go inside to use his advantage. Glacier Bears going to put a little bit of pressure on now, full court pressure here. Ball goes back into the hands of Winter over to Henderson. Now they drop back, not a lot of pressure on that one as they just were anticipating maybe they could make an easy steal on it, but didn't get it. Comes back out to Winter. Badger puts some pressure on man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears. Out to the right-hand side to Henderson. He takes a price left, takes a couple dribbles, stops, free throw line, puts up the shot, a little short, rebound. Controlled in there by Xavier Gormley. He chases it back down. Goes inside to Marsden. He puts it up and in. So Marsden, he got the inside position that time. Put up a little right-handed hook jumper. Was able to get the basket. And then he was also able to draw the foul on number 15, Matthew Green. And that'll be Matthew's first personal foul in the ball game, and that's going to send Danny Marsden to the free throw line. He has 5 points so far in the ball game. Bounces a couple of times here. This one's on its way, and good. He's got it. So he picks up another from the free throw line. He's got 6 in the ball game. Extends that lead a little bit more. 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter play. Fought for it on the side. Rebound finally comes up with it. Not a rebound, but almost a steal. Finally comes up with a Swinton. They go to Klinger. He wants the line, puts it up and in. So Kyler Klinger gets his first two as they go back inside to him just off the free throw line. He goes down the right-hand side, takes a little jumper, and gets it to go. Back out to the top is Winter. Badger puts some pressure on Winter, goes down the center of the lane, kicks it back out to Marsden, who goes to the hoop and draws another foul. Winter goes hard to the hoop and is able to get the nice, easy bucket on it, and he is able to draw the foul now. So now we'll hear at 6:35 to mark, 36-35. Fouls on 1-5. Fouls on 1-5. That'll be his second personal foul. And that'll send Marsden to the free throw line. 8 points in the ball game. Getting 4 of those real quick here. This one's on the way, rolls around and drops. He picks up his 9th point of the ball game. Another one from the free throw line. And now we got a timeout. Glacier Bears are going to call a 30-second timeout here. As Coach Fossman wants to talk it over here with the kids, just what was said out there, something anyway, and the referee came over and talked to Coach Ann a little bit, and so she called a timeout right quick-like. And she's talking to some of the kids here a little bit about what they had to say. All right, 37-13 to score, 6:33 to go here in the third quarter of play. Basically, what's happened so far is the Glacier Bears just having a hard time inside play. Anything in the paint, they've just had a struggle getting the basketball in there. On the other hand, between Clark, Winter, and Danny Marsden, well, and Hayward came in there too off the bench, they all go hard to the hoop, and then they dish the ball off to either Gormley or Henderson, and they're able to get a nice, easy bucket out of it. So they're taking advantage of pushing the ball inside and kicking it back out. All Green will have the ball on the far side. Gets the ball back into Badger. Badger will take the dribble. Coming inside with Swinton. He put the ball on the floor. It's going to be knocked out of his hands, however. But then Green comes up with it, and now there's going to be a whistle on it. It's going to be a travel on the Glacier Bears. Swinton got the ball at the free throw line, tried to take a dribble inside, been better off to take a little jumper there, but didn't elect to do that. Glacier Bears, full court pressure, 2-2-1 press, and quickly down the court come the ball with the Chiefs. They go to Marsden, he goes hard to the hoop, partially checked over by Klinger, and he gets it back out to Badger's hands. Good play that time by Kyle Klinger. Now Jordan turns the basketball back over to the Chiefs, and they go hard to the hoop, up and in. So Trenton Clark, he just goes blowing right down the court, and he gets that left-handed lay-in, and he puts it up and in. Contends the lead now. Out to Stegen, long three, good. Jacob Stegen gets into the book, and he's got 3 points in the ball game. Coming down the court now, a little bit of pressure being applied, but the Chiefs able to break it. Winner out at the top, 5:41 to go here in the third quarter. 39-16, still the score. Glacier Bears putting a little bit of man-to-man pressure on. They come back out. Marsden, long three on the way, and it's good. Danny Marsden, and he's got 12 points in the ball game so far. Nobody picked him up, so he just took that three right from the get-go. He wasn't going to change his mind. They come back out inside to Swinton, who almost gets it knocked away. Badger ends up with the ball, however, for the Glacier Bears. They come around to Green. Green looks inside. Good defense. Now there's going to be a foul. Green wanted to go right, come back left, and Garson Winter stepped in front of him and kind of tripped him up a little bit, so Green went hard to the floor. It's going to be a personal foul on Carson Winter. That'll be his second. Chiefs draw back into their zone. Glacier Bears inbound right in front of the bench here. Goes right-hand side to Badger. There's Klinger. Kyle Klinger turns, looks, can't find anybody. As Grumley comes up, puts his hand up back to Jordan Badger. They're not going to let him shoot that three out there. Ball goes off the hands of one of the Chiefs and out of bounds. I think they probably did a little research and found out Jordan is a good shooter, so they're not going to give him anything out there at the top. Now they go back inside to Klinger, but it's stolen away as Grumley steps in front and makes the steal. Long down court pass, and they go all the way down to Clark. Back out to Winter, goes back into Gormley, stops. He's surrounded by Green, puts the ball on the court, and Stegen comes up with the steal. Now they go back out to Green, and it's going to be off of his hands and back into the hands of Gormley. He'll get it back into Clark's hands. He'll bring it up across the half-court line. 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears just kind of digging themselves into a bit of a hole here. Comes the right-hand side to Marsden. Long three on the way, and he's got it. Danny Marsden picks up another one. That's 15 points of the 44 that the Chiefs have right now. He came to that. Now there's a whistle on the play. Fouls on 2-0. Trenton Clark, as he tried to step up and make the steal from Badger. Glacier Bears will have the ball on the far side. Two team fouls on both teams. 44-16. 4:13 to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears with the basketball. They just need to get into their offense a little better. Now he comes back to Badger. Goes right inside to Stegen. Stegen just got that three a little bit ago, but then he makes a poor pass, and Clark steps in front of it, but Badgers takes it right away from him again, and so the Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball back. Green down the center of the lane, stops, puts up the shot, going to draw the foul. A little bit of space in there, so Green, Matthew, went right to the line and right to the hoop, was able to draw that foul. Foul's on 2-4. That'll be his second personal foul. And Green will go to the free throw line. He's got one basket so far. He's been to the free throw line for one other opportunity. Two shots here. 44-16, 3:52 to go. A shot's on its way. This one is good. So he gets one from the free throw line. And that's his third point of the ball game. Green with the basketball again. Shot is up. And on its way, this one is also good. Had a lot of nice arc to it. He got it to fall, and he's got 4 points in the ball game. Badger puts a little pressure on, reverse dribble by Carson Winter, and gets it across the half-court line. Badger still putting a lot of pressure out at the half-court line. Winter goes right inside to Marsden. He stops. Alley-oops inside, but Jordan Badger realized they were going to try to go inside. He comes down hard, was able to knock it out of bounds anyway, and not able to let Xavier Gormley get that ball down low on the block. Nice play that time by Jordan Badger. Marsden looking, now he gets the ball back into Clark. Clark comes across, back to Clark again on the pass, puts it up too hard off the glass, fought for underneath though, and the rebound comes back down into Marsden's hands. He goes inside to Henderson, up and in. Nice play that time by those two as they just kind of dished the ball back and forth between Marsden and Henderson, and they got the easy bucket out of it. Deegan gives up his dribble, goes right inside to Klinger. He goes up inside, partially checked on the shot as he went up, goes out of bounds, ball goes to the Chiefs, and coming up off the bench is Palmieri for the Glacier Bears. Three-quarter pressure, now they drop back, Glacier Bears do. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. On the dribble, comes right-hand side. Screen down the center of the lane, and now there's going to be a check on it. Let's see what happens here as they went up in the air. See who the foul's actually going to be on. 4-0, that's going to be on Swinton. That'll be his third personal foul. And basically what happened on that one is Winter went hard to the hoop down the center of the lane, and then Dylan Swinton had to come off that left-hand side and came across and whacked him in the arm. Shot's on its way off the back there. No. So Carson's got 7 points in the ball game. This is his first chance from the free throw line tonight. Not a lot of fouls being called in the ball game, as both teams are kind of getting into their offenses and moving the ball around a little better. Shot this time is good. So he picks up his first free throw, picks up his 8th point, and looks like Kyle Klinger comes back into the game, and Swinton's going to take a quick seat. Back to Badger. He'll bring it across the half-court line. 2-3 zone defense. That's pretty much where the Chiefs have stayed the whole time. As they go inside to Palmieri, back on the right-hand side, they go to Klinger, low on the baseline, not able to do anything with it. They come back out to Palmieri, goes through his hands, ends up in the hands of Winter. He goes, oh, nice play by Clark as he just had a crossover dribble and laid it up and in, waited for the defense to get in the air, and then he just laid it up and in with the left hand. Badger down the lane, going to draw the foul. As he went hard to the hoop, it looks like it's going to be on Clark. We got some more subs coming into the ballgame for the Chiefs. Let's see who's going to check in here. We've got number 5 coming into the ballgame. That's Bethel. He'll come into the ballgame. 21 is Williams. He comes into the ballgame. Looks like Henderson, Marsden, and Carson Winter will be taking a seat here. All right, Glacier Bear basketball under their basket. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Alley-oop into Klinger. Turns, brings the ball down a little bit, puts up the shot, comes up short, ends up in the hands of Bethel, and he'll get it back out, and Hayward will set the offense for the Chiefs. Stops, goes right-hand side. Comes back inside, nothing going to Williams, back out. As they go down the center of the lane, is again, is he able to draw the foul, as that Trenton Clark is quick as can be. And he goes right to the hoop. Fouls on 1-5, and that'll be Matthew Green. That'll be his third personal foul. And that's sent Clark to the line, off the side of the iron, rebound fought for underneath, nothing going. Finally, Palmieri comes up with it for the Glacier Bears. Quite a few people had their hands on that one. Glacier Bears, however, get the basketball back. Now Badger's out at the top. He wants to go to the hoop, stops. Gives up his dribble, comes back out to Green. Green looks inside, can't find anybody. Good defense by the Chiefs. They're not giving any lanes this time. Now Green tries to go inside, knocked out of his hand. Ball ends up into Clark's hands. He alley-oops to Bethel, stops. Can't find anybody, comes back out. There's Williams, 2-pointer on the way. No, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down. Up and in is Bethel, and he gets the easy hoop out of it. Good inside position that time. Stegen, long three, no. Rebound back into the hands of Williams, and he'll put it back. 1:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. Haynes 18, Metlakatla Chiefs 51. Comes back out to the top. Stegen puts the pressure on. Shot by Clark, and he's got it. Trenton Clark, and he's got 10 points in the ballgame. Everybody for the Chiefs is getting in the core book here now. Goes right-hand side to Stegen. Stegen comes back out to Green. Back inside to Palmieri, stops, gets the ball knocked out of his hands on the backside. They come back out to Clark. He wants to go to the hoop, puts up the shot. No, rebound fought for underneath. Palmieri comes away with it, and he loses it, but Kyle Klinger is able to get a hold of the basketball, gives it back into Stegen's hands. 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Left hand side to Badger. Long three on the way off the back there. No, Klinger come down with it, up and in. Kyle Klinger, good position that time as he put the ball back up and in off of the miss by Badger. Down the left hand side. Now they go to the right hand side. Comes back into Gormley, who checks into the ball game. He puts the shot up. No, it doesn't go. Rebound fought for. Green comes up with it. And back into the hands of Klinger. And out to Stegen up across the half court line. Keeps the dribble alive. Stops. Can't find anybody. Now there's going to be a foul on number 10, Christian Hayward. And he's going to pick up his first personal foul. 9.9 seconds to go. And now we're going to come off the bench here as we've got Lyle Horn checking into the ball game. He played quite a full JV game in there, so he's going to be a hard worker here. Steps into the ball game. Now there's going to be another foul on it as Badger tried to take that baseline. The foul's going to be on number 20. That's Clark. That'll be his second personal foul. And Glacier Bears are going to have the ball right-hand side under their court. 6.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears 20. They go to Klinger. Stops. Puts up the shot. Bounces off the back of the iron. No. Rebound comes back down. And quickly up the court come the Chiefs. Long two-pointer. Or three-pointer on the way by Colin Williams, but it doesn't go. So we're going to end this third quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears coming away with 20 points. And the Metlakatla Chiefs coming away with 3 points.